Eloi kosav lo elo amnas lekainsa. So husband, when he wrote a ksuba to his wife, and he wrote in the ksuba tesefes, he's adding extra things, more money, more than the 200 in the ksuba. The husband's svara was that since we're going to have kenisa lechupa, we're going to like live together with the hanor that I'm going to live with you. Therefore, I'm going to give you this tesefes. But if we never had nesuyin yet, then she does not have a right to get the extra money from the ksuba. That's what Blazer ben Azariah holds. So now, Laman diyom aloy zocha, the one that says here also, when the father gives in the dunya the present to his daughter, the kala, that the husband doesn't get it. If she died before nisuyin, is Blazer ben Azariah. He holds like Blazer ben Azariah, the same svara, that when the father gave his kala, gave his daughter the presents to give to her husband, it was only almanas that you'll have nisuyin, you'll live together. With anor bia like, then he has das to give it over to him. But if he didn't have nisuyin yet, the father didn't mean to give it to his daughter to give over to her husband. Uman diyama zocha, Tanakama that says no, that even in erisin, the husband is zoicha in these matonis, is krabonin, holds that rabbonin svara, that with erisin alone, it's a svara the husband gives the whole taisus ksuba to his wife. So once for erisin alone, just to get married to her, also all the presents take place. So where it says, loy, I tell you the svara, the machleg is not totally zebizeh. Loy, I tell you, the kula yalma, really everybody, Krablazah ben Azariah. Everybody holds a Krablazah ben Azariah. That what, that when the husband gives a tesefes ksuba to his wife, he only means to give her the extra money for the ksuba after nisuyin. But if they did not have nisuyin yet, he does not want to give it to her. So it's like this, the svara. Man diyam aloy zocha, the one that says that the kala also does not get these presents to give over to a husband before nisuyin, Krablazah ben Azariah. True, that's very good. Does the presents only go over after nisuyin? But before they have nisuyin, there's no svara you want to give over one to the other. Uman diyama zocha tanakama that says no, that when the father gives a present to his daughter to give to a husband, is even b'shas erisin, I'll tell you like this, ad kan lo kam Rav Loza ben Azariah le medidei lidido. When does Rav Loza elamididei lidido? When does Rav Loza ben Azariah say a svara? That if that the presence, the tosefes, the husband doesn't give his wife a tosef ksuba only after nisuyin, that's only from him to her. Here's a question: when does the husband give his wife the tosefes in the ksuba? When he gives to her, that's only after he lived with her after nisuyin. Shleikosav lo elo amanas lekainsa. That's what Blazer ben Azariah svara. The husband only writes this extra ksuba for his wife only amanas that they'll have kenisa lechupa, they'll live together. Ava mididol didei, but the question is the kala, when she gets married, she's bringing in the dunya, she's bringing in a present from her father to the chosin. After the Blazer ben Azariah moida to mishum echutne echtune hu, the reason why the father wants to give this present the nedunya is because somebody's marrying his daughter because of the chasna voichasna hu, and they had chasna, they had erisin. So the svara, the father gives over the present, stam mishum ichtutei, mishum the chasna. And since the erisin is also called the chasna, therefore the kala gets this nadunya, she gives over to her husband. Therefore the husband gets it even though she died before the nisuyin. Then the Mishnah says, chayim b'mzoneseho, that a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife, even though a father does not have a chiyuv to support his daughter, but a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. Tana Rabbanan. The Bryce says like this, Tikno mizaynoiseo tachas mais yodeo. The Rabbana made a takona that a husband has to feed his wife. Tachas mais yodeo. Since there's a takona that the paycheck, if your wife works, the money goes to the husband. So because of that takona, the Rabbana made another takona to say that he has to support her. Ukfurosa, that there's a din that the husband has to bury his wife if she dies. The husband has to take care of the kfura. Tachas ksubasa, tachas on the dunya means. The ksuba doesn't mean the real ksuba, what the husband has to give his wife. But it means in the dunya, that most probably when they first got married, she brought in a present to him. So because of that present that she brought in, machmas the dunya, the husband has to bury his wife. Lefikach, therefore, baal oichel peris. Therefore, the husband has a right to eat the peris of the nechassim of his wife, the nechse milug, that the property, he has a right to plant it, plant on it, and eat the peiros. Fred Gemara, peiros man dechashemayu. Who's talking about eating peiros here? We're talking about these other halachas. Why the husband has to support his wife, about the ma'aseh deho, paycheck that goes back to the husband, the kfaroso, ksuboso, but who's talking about eating peiros? So Gemara says like this, chasurei mechzor, something is missing over here. Rochi ketone, this is what the Brisa means to say. Tikno mizaynoi seho, tachas ma'aseh deho. The Rabbanan made a takona that the husband has to feed his wife, because it's a takona that she has to give him her ma'aseh deho. Since she has to give him a paycheck, therefore the Rabbanan made it, the husband has to support his wife. O pirkuna tachas peiros. Who are then the husband has to free, pay the ransom for his wife if she gets caught, she gets captured, because the Rabbanan gave the husband a right to eat the peiros of the nechseh melug, the property that your wife owns, the husband has a right to plant it and eat the peiros. O kfurosa na tachas ksubosa. The din is the husband has to take care of the kfura of his wife, because he got an adun, he got the present from his wife. Lefika, this is what the Brice means to say. Lefika, therefore, Baal loicha peiros. Therefore, the Baal has a right to eat the fruits, the peiros of his wife's property. Fred Gemara, still, my lefika, what does one have to do with the other, though? What's lefika over here? So much like this, Maal, the time I would have thought, Mechol loinech linu. Maybe the peiros, the fruits that grow out of her property, the husband doesn't have a right to eat it. But I'll tell you, anuchin in chinu. Maybe he has to just leave it there. Why? The imkain mimno pulei parik. Maybe if so, the imkain mimni, the husband will be mimni pulei parik. He won't redeem his wife. Kamash malah no do adifa. This is more important. Val zimnan delei molui o parik lo midi day. Sometimes he doesn't have enough money. She doesn't have enough money, and he'll redeem her from his own money. Trash is like this. Maybe there won't be enough money from the payers to redeem her. So throw at this. One svar should be is that the payers, maybe the husband should not be allowed to eat. Don't let the husband eat the payers. The svar is because let the payers stay, and if she ever gets captured, we'll sell the payers to redeem herself. So the Teretz says, no, that's not a good svarah, because maybe sometimes there won't be enough money just selling the peiros to redeem himself. But like this, if the husband has the right to eat the peiros, so he doesn't keep a cheshbon, he doesn't know how much he ate, but just halacha is, if she ever gets caught, he has to redeem it no matter how much money it costs. So therefore it's kedai that the husband should eat the peiros, almanas that she should have the din, that he has to free her. He says, that's what I say, mother, I would have thought, let the husband not eat the peiros. Let's leave it. We'll store it. We'll keep it like in the bank.
Because if we don't do like this, maybe the husband won't redeem her. So therefore, kamash malon, let's just hear the brisa. Do hadith for this way is better. Maybe sometimes there won't be enough money to pay the ransom just from the money of the fruits. Like if the husband eats the fruits and the husband has to redeem her, sometimes the husband will add more money from his own pocket to redeem her. Now the Gemara says, V'epuch, maybe it's the opposite way around. Hagrashi says, maybe the mezoinis is tachas peiros. Since the Baal eats the peiros, that's why he has to feed her. O perkuna, that he has to pay the ransom, is tachas ma'aseh deho. Maybe it's this way. And Rashi says, what's nafkamina? The yomra ain't in his oinis. She has a right to say, don't feed me. V'yena oise, and I won't work for you. So lekum komra, according to this way, she's not saying anything. But the way we learned before, it's good. Since there are masakim, zoinisea, tachas, maisi, odeo. So she has a right to say back to the husband, don't do me any favors, don't feed me, and I won't give you my paycheck. So that's the shayla. Why don't we say the opposite? Tomorrow says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Tiknu motzu lamotzu. To swear the Rabbanu Masaki in the Takana that something happens often for something that happens often. V'sheinu motzu l'sheinu motzu. And something doesn't happen so often for the thing that doesn't happen so often. Therefore, the Masaki is a Nesir Tachas Maisi Yodeh that happens very often. And for us, or Tachas Nedunya, that also doesn't happen so often. And Wadinu Perkuna Tachas Peris, also those things don't happen so often. So the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Hai Tana Sova Mizoinis Midiraisa. This Tana, like we'll soon bring down, holds that the chiyuv for the husband to support his wife is Midiraisa. Not like we learned before, it's only Takanim of the Rabbanim. Titania, we learned like this.
Cheiro, Eilu Mezoinus, the husband has to feed her. The Chayna Waimeva, Sher Ochlu, Sher Imi. Ksusa, what does the Pasuk mean, clothing? Kemashmo, the husband has to give her clothing. Oinosa, Zu Oinoha Murbatara. That means the Oinoha, that the husband has to live with her. The Chayna Waimar, Imtanes Benoisai. So Oinoha means, Yechiyuvim, to live with your wife. We have Lazar Waima, no, Sheira Zuwaina. Sheira means Oino. That's what Sheira means. Not that Sheira means Mazoinus. Hajablez old Mazoinus only with the Rabbanin. When the Apostle says Sheira means Zuwaino. Vechainu Waima ish, El Kol Sheira Besarul Esikrivu, Legalis Erva. So you see, Sheira goes on Bia. So Sheira means the husband has to live with his wife. Ksusa Kimashmo. He has to give her clothing. What does Einosim mean? Elo Mezoinus. So both these Tanoim hold that Midiraisa, the husband, has to feed his wife. It's only sure from which word, from Sheira or else from Oino. So Kitsa, these Tanoim hold here, the husband has to feed his wife, Midiraisa. We have Lezer Ben Yaakov, Oimeno, Sheira, Ksus.